The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Sky Broadband. Get the power to do more with Sky's best ever Wi-Fi.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tuberty with you. It's Friday morning, it's the 2nd of April at 9:05 on the button. We're here till 10 o'clock. Delighted to have your company today. Beautiful sunny morning in Dublin, and here's hoping it's the same all around the place. We're with you today and of course tonight live on the Late Late Show. We will be talking to, among other people, Enda Kenny. His TV series about the railways of Ireland is brilliantly entitled In Roads Enda. So we have much to discuss, do we not? I don't think I've seen him in any meaningful way since he left the office of Taoiseach. And there's only, we were talking about it yesterday. It must be a very strange come down to leave such a big office and wondering what to do. Because if everything, whether you're a president or a Taoiseach, it's a big deal. So we have much to discuss, and we'll get to that later on tonight. And Adrian Dunbar, of course, a star of Line of Duty, will be joining us. And we will talk a bit of Line of Duty today because there are two great Irish representatives on that programme, including Amy de Bruin, who will join us on the radio this morning. So we're going to top and tail our day today with superstars from the that great show. And of course, we've got Wild Youth will be performing some music for us tonight, as will John Spillane. So it's a great full Irish programme tonight. Very excited. And there's more besides. We'll get to all of it a little later on. I'll tell you about that because, well, I'll say it now, mention it because it's in the news so much, and we have been discussing it and how best to treat it. And we are going to be talking to some parents of children with autism. We're going to be talking to some children with autism. We're going to light the studio very carefully for them and have special conditions for our guests at that point. And it's such a talking point at the moment, and I think it's something that not only, here's what I feel about it just briefly while we're here, is that it's not just children with autism. All children in Ireland at the moment need to be minded particularly well, because I know that Joe talked about regression a lot a few months ago. It really struck me as being a as I can see as being a problem with for children and for parents and their families, people regressing inside themselves and finding it hard to re-socialise. I mean, not just adults, but children as well. So it's a broad discussion to be had. There's no doubt about it. And it's not an easy thing for people. I met a school principal on the pier on one of my walks recently, and I said, how are they, the kids? And he said, you know what? He made a really good point. It stayed with me. He said, academically, I think we'll be okay. He said, but it's the head we need to be minding. And I thought it was very wise. And that's why I'm always going on about teachers. Teachers are more than just classroom assistants to help you learn. They are also psychiatrists and counsellors and friends and mothers and fathers. You know, they do so much more. But I think the teachers have a particular role now because they have to do extra minding. And, you know, I know there was a lot of talk today about teachers being annoyed that they didn't get a place in the queue for the vaccines. But Brendan Gleeson said it on the Late Late Show on Patrick's night. He said, you know, I would rather not have the vaccine and give it to a teacher because of the circumstances of their job. And I would echo that. Personally, I would, if there was a queue system and I said, well, do you want to go or do you want to let a teacher? I'd say, no, teacher first and you'll get me eventually. I get it. But that's not what's going to happen at the moment. For now, it's a changing old road, as you know. But much, as I say, much to discuss tonight. There's a lovely story in the Irish Mirror this morning, which shows preschool children being allowed to visit old friends in a nursing home for the first time in a year. I spent every day this week just by chance talking about older members of society coming back into the fold. But these children and elderly residents blew kisses at each other and stretched out arms for virtual hugs through the windows of Ratoath Manor Nursing Home in Meath on Friday. Before COVID-19 hit, the children visited the nursing home on pensioner play dates. Could there be a cuter thing? My favourite ends of the age spectrum, the very old and the very young, helping each other out and meeting up each week to play games and hear stories and songs from 10 of the residents, some of whom were in the early stages of dementia. But in the last year, the preschoolers tried to keep their dates going virtually through videos and letters. But last Friday, The home agreed to allow 10 of the children into the grounds of the residence, for all those eligible had received the vaccine. And we had told the kids they're going on an Easter egg hunt, said one of the people involved. But when we entered the gardens of the nursing home, their faces just lit up. The residents were at a big window, and I told the children to stay well back. But once they saw them, they just ran straight to the window. What a picture. All these little preschoolers running to the window of kind of strangers, but friends they'd made from another generation. And they were shouting, there's John and there's Albert and there's Kitty, and they were waving and blowing kisses, and it was very emotional. And you know what it's like, says the teacher, when you don't see a friend for a long time and then just pick up where you left off. It was like that. The children never forgot them in all that time. The residents too were so delighted. They were waving and blowing kisses back, and you could tell the visit meant so much to them. Isn't that gorgeous picture that they paint there in that story? I love that. If you're feeling a little out of sync and out of step with the children, whatever age they might be in your life, reflect on the class of emoji you send in response to a text or a WhatsApp from your sons or daughters. If you are using, and I'm aging myself here. I use this emoji with my own girls, and I know now as I read this that they're laughing at me, and I know they do because how could you not? I mean, do you ever get that expression? That's such a dad thing to do. That's so you. That's just such a. Well, this happens. Anyway. If you're sending the thumbs up emoji, you're old. You're an old person. There's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying you're getting older, you're old. You're just, it's so utterly uncool and so verboten in that younger people's world. A thumbs up is the least acceptable emoji to send to somebody. The next is the red love heart. You just have to be more imaginative, obviously. The next is the okay hand, you know, the circle that you do. Yeah, that's gone. A tick is also. All of these I send, all of them. The loud crying, loudly crying face, monkey eye cover, gone, clapping hands, gone, lipstick kiss mark, gone, grimacing face. All the ones, well, for most of them that I use, I am utterly emojically unacceptable. Damn. Do you want to do something nice on Sunday night? Let's do it. The biggest ever gathering of Irish country music stars taking place at 8 o'clock on Easter Sunday. It's called Reach Out 2021, inviting everyone to join us for free, from what it looks like here. Nathan Carter, Una Healy, Daniel O'Donnell, Margot, lots more. Free to access and enjoy on reachout2021.com with donations greatly appreciated on the night for Childline, massively important charity. Childline Listening Service relies on donations for 90% of the funds, which keep it there for children 24 hours a day, every day being so important and every donation hugely appreciated. So head to reachout2021.com. The amount of people who love country music. Sit there, watch all those great artists and then throw a few bob if you can to Childline. So that's it. Reachout2021.com, Easter Sunday night. There are worse things you could do, as the song says. I'm not brilliant at it still, but I get by. This is another line of duty comment from Kelly MacDonald, the Scottish actress who's kind of the lead guest star on it, I suppose you could call it that at the moment, struggling to get her head around the show's legendary range of acronyms. We'll ask Amy De Bruyne about that later on, whether it's OCG or a CHIS or an ARU. She said, look, it's baffling, but it's You'll get there. And you do get there, as viewers you do. They're the band Half Half Twins. Short documentary featuring the lads is going to air on Monday, Easter Monday, on RT2 at 12:50 p.m. looks like here. Yes, it's called My Story, Hassan and Hussein, Born Connected. It airs on Monday, 5th of April at 12:50 p.m. 10 to 1 on RT2. It's beyond the player as well. It's a remarkable story. I mean, I've met the boys several times, and their folks, who are lovely people. And it talks about their story of they're now 11, born connected from chest to pelvis, sharing some vital organs with one leg each. And their mum, Angie Ben-Hafaf, who wish well this morning, who's also two other children, has previously talked about how difficult it has been for them. According to the NCBI in the US, their survival rate of conjoined twins is just 7.5%. Which is absolutely remarkable and makes their story all the more of a miracle. So to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the separation surgery, they set themselves the challenge, the lads, of climbing a huge indoor rock wall for the TV documentary. So you can watch that on Monday if you're out and about. Right, I've got lovely emails from the last 24 hours. I want to share some of them with. How about this one from Thomas and Nicholas in Waterford? Ryan, I've been travelling since I was 15 and COVID-19 has stopped me in my tracks, and I haven't been on a plane for almost 18 months now. So I can't go to France or Greece. So I arranged our utility room as a French cafe, and then I arranged our small patio as a mini Greece. All I need now is sunshine, please. And you send a photograph, and I see your patio. And it is. It's like a little taverna. You've got your feta cheese and tomatoes and a few drinks there. So you can you're having a theme night of the country you want to go to. I do the same with books. If I want to go to, as I said earlier on the week, India or Italy or wherever it might be, you can go there in your imagination or through film that you watch, or even better, turn your house into the place you want to be. That's a gorgeous thing to do and enjoy. My husband Dave listens to your show every day at work from Los Angeles. Okay, during this difficult time, you're the only person who's keeping us sane and up to date with all the protocols with COVID in Ireland. We're about to get our second vaccine tomorrow, which is wonderful, but sad at the same time, as my parents who live in Dublin are 79 and 75 and haven't got their vaccine yet. That's pretty, that's not good. Let's face it. We're homesick and all we want to do is see our parents and hug them. My husband's parents live in Rooski. They're 86 and 83. So as you can imagine, COVID is taking years away from them and their family. It's hard enough for our parents on a daily basis without COVID. But now they're being deprived from seeing their family that they normally see only once a year. So we just want to give them all a big hug and hoping we'll be getting home this year sometime to see them. Sorry for the long email, but just know that really are, well, you're okay, you're saying very nice things, and thank you, keep us going, and hope to meet you one day. Yeah, definitely, shake your hand, definitely. Please wish my parents, Robert and Pat Sutton from Dundrum in Dublin, a very happy 54th wedding anniversary on Sunday. Happy anniversary from Debbie and David Hetherington in Los Angeles, California. That's lovely to hear from you guys, and you sound a little addled by it all, but don't worry, it's a coming. Change is a coming, and your folks will be, I think, fine, and you will be over here, and I will shake your hand, and I look forward to your company, and your hometown awaits you. That's the truth of it, and we can't wait to see it. People say, so often says Maria, people forget to say thank you, but this is the purpose of my email. In November last year, I took the plunge and decided to follow my dream and start my own toy store specialising in wooden, educational and Montessori-inspired toys, and a place is called busyatplay.com. On the 23rd of November, you gave my business a shout out as one of your shop local campaigns, and the response was incredible. My biggest achievement is to say that I've had many customers already come back 4 or 5 times to order from me. You gave me the jump start to be able to prove myself to the Irish people, and believe me, the support local vibes are strong. I love hearing this. In the midst of the hardest year our country has seen in a long time, I felt the love from the Irish people. So I'm grateful for every order and every bit of support I receive, but most of all, thank you for the support. That's okay, that's what we're here for. Last month I handed in my notice in my job at a US multinational where I worked for 10 years. I can now focus on my business, my passion, and also stay at home with my 3 amazing children who inspire me to be better every day. I believe I can do this, and I want to encourage anyone out there who thinks it's not possible to just go for it. Just make a start. You never know where the journey will take you. Maria, that's great. And my favourite part about that is your business is obviously so good that people come back, because they'll never come back to you if the product is shoddy. But if it's great, they'll come back 3, 4, 5 times. So that's called busyatplay.com. If that's the kind of toy you're looking for, that's where to go. And that shop local, I wouldn't call it a campaign, but certainly encouragement, which we do occasionally hear and did on the late, did on the radio, did on Instagram, strangely. It appears to be bearing fruit, and I'm delighted about it, and I'm delighted for every business and also for the customers who just realised, yeah, why go global when I can go local? I mean, that's as simple as that. 51551 is the text number. Michelle in Athlone was on to say, did they say hat emojis the teenagers are using? I have 5 of them here. I want to shock them. No, oh, did they say what emojis? Sorry, I forgot the W love. Did they say what emojis the teenagers are using? Oh no, but I think you can hazard a guess. Probably head towards the fruit and veg section. Just on preschoolers and old folks' homes in Norway, it's very common for municipal governments to build kindergartens and nursing homes beside each other, says Anthony Hopkin. And there is a lot of interaction between the two age groups throughout the school year, which is great for all. Happy Easter from Oslo. Happy Easter to you, Anthony. And that's what a lovely thought. I just think those two ends of the age chronological spectrum should be encouraged to be together and to be friends, essentially. All right, let's get the show on the road, shall we? And we'll take some music. I think we're going to start this Friday morning at 9:19 with this. Cool Shaker and Hush at 9:22 this Friday morning. Would you mind relaying a birthday wish to a very special but badly behaved little lad, says Owen. Okay, being a bit of a comic buff, I thought you might like to avail of the opportunity to mention that Dennis the Menace recently celebrated his 70th birthday. Good Lord! His 70th birthday as a character in the Beano comic. As you were off the air at the time, I decided to wait, as I know you'd relish the chance to offer your many happy returns in your own unique... But you should mention it, because when I was doing my messages again yesterday, I did spot, and it's not something I make a habit of doing, which is looking in at somebody else's trolley or basket, but there was a guy walking up one of the aisles, and my eye was caught by the fact that he had a copy of the Beano in his trolley. I thought, wow, I was going to say something, and I thought, gee, butt out, let him do shopping. But it's still on the go. People are still buying it. Anyway, back to Owen's email. The creation of Dennis began when the Beano's editor, George Mooney, heard an old musical hall song with the chorus, "I'm Dennis the Menace from Venice." And he got a sudden flash of inspiration, and he thought it was the perfect name for a new mischievous comic character. And he mentioned it to some of his staff and got them to work on the idea. And the chief sub-editor, gosh, you know your stuff, Ian Chisholm, and artist Davy Law got together in a Scottish pub and brought the character to life by drawing an image on the back of a cigarette box. And Chisholm drew the sketch, and Law perfected the drawing in the present manner character. And so it began. Brilliant. Well, thank you indeed for that. And Owen, by the way, he says, did you know that Dennis the Menace and Minnie the Minx are cousins? I did not. Now, that is a revelation to me. Apparently, their mums are sisters. God. I used to buy them regularly. Not quite new. Always a sale. The sale of work always had a big section where there was heaps of comics. You can get them all. The Beezer and Whizzer and Chips and sometimes even Oink, latterly. And they're great fun. Now, just listen back to your chat regarding disinformation. This was with apropos of our conversation yesterday. This says, our email correspondent, this is a long overdue topic, particularly the impact it's having on families up and down the country. So I was delighted to hear it being discussed. Every other day, I get WhatsApps from a friend sending me more and more information on the conspiracies you were discussing. And I have discussed at length on our WhatsApp group and in person why I don't agree with the insinuations or the research. Over time, my friend has gone from believing the really crazy stuff to still believing this vaccine is a global conspiracy, and she harbours a real distrust of everyone in authority, no matter how illogical it sounds. My assessment of people who've gone down the rabbit hole is that they have too much time on their hands, and they're using words and vocabulary that they clearly have copied and pasted from these conspiracy websites to make them sound more convincing than everybody else, and it has given them a real purpose and a feeling of belonging to a powerful community and a distraction from all the uncertainty that Marianne, your guest yesterday, has spoken about. And they definitely have an enormous sense of distrust in authority and will hold the contrarian view, no matter how illogical. Many of them, my friend included, have acquired a toxic religiosity which leads to the belief that they are duty-bound to spread the word because, quote-unquote, the end is nigh. She has even given me dates, sequential happenings, not of this earth, and pointed me to websites where it is plain for all to see. Her exasperated sister in the UK has even emailed me about the difficulties the families have now trying to deal with her. And by the way, I couldn't care less whether she gets the vaccine or not. She is single, has a very good job, and devotes all her spare time, that is to say 90% of her days since last March on full pay, to spreading the word. She doesn't listen to RT anymore or read mainstream newspapers. She's suspicious of both. Her TV is tuned to Al Jazeera. Her news feed only from her favourite journalists around the world. Even if she was looking at the same news sources as myself, her perception is different based on the parallel universe she inhabits. It's causing a lot of strain in our friendship. It really worries me that she cannot separate fact from fiction. So good luck with it all, says P. And that is the email I would, that class of email message was the kind of message I was hoping we'd get, because I keep hearing stories of circles of friends losing one to the rabbit hole. One gone, and spouting this complete gobbledygook nonsense and actually freaking people out who are susceptible to hearing things like that, and really making them terribly uncomfortable. And then family members going, what, can you not hear yourself? You sound mad. And it's tricky, because they're not stupid people and they're not mean people, but they've just gone, they got lost. There's a crash beside Cowper Lewis stop in a building that is part of an old folks' home. So gorgeous to see the kids playing outside for the residents. That's cute. So it's a text 51551. Easter chicks came to visit our residents at Craddock House Nursing Home in Naas. It was so lovely to see. Thank you for that. And you're right about minding our kids emotionally. Well, it wasn't me saying that, by the way. That was the principal particularly a good principal, I have to say, who made that comment in passing. Anyway, you say there's a great new kids book to help do that. The Pain in the Chest by Navan primary school teacher Anya Murray tells the story of a little girl who, in different situations, finds herself unable to do the thing she likes because of this pain in her chest, which she doesn't realise is essentially anxiety. And the story has a happy ending as she eventually talks to her mum about it. And the lesson is, when we start to talk, the worry starts to walk. Well, fair play to Anya Murray. What's that book called? The Pain in the Chest. I think there'll be a lot of demand for that. We must find out where we can get that, just so that we can point people in that direction. And that sounds like it'd be a lovely, useful source for parents who are trying to explain away the pain in the chest. I have an 8-year-old boy who's still asleep, says the text, who loves Dennis the Menace. There you go. He gets the Beano annual every year. Borrows the audiobooks from the library when they're open and got an official Beano red and black striped top for his birthday last year. He's constantly making menacing lists of things he needs to do. And it's great fun even after 70 years. That's lovely to hear. And the emojis, says the text, are so yesterday. Really, our kids are using punctuation marks to create their own, like in the good old days, before the smartphones were a thing. Oh, so they've gone full circle now. Because God, it's very hard to keep up, isn't it? Especially when you, yeah, okay. Well, thanks for the tip.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
12 minutes to 10. Don't forget another Irish star this weekend, Jessie Buckley. Yes, I mentioned this a few times. She's starring alongside Josh O'Connor, who's the young Prince Charles, in The Crown. They're going to be on Romeo and Juliet Sky Arts Sunday. Yeah, I'm all over that. You mentioned comics brings me back to Sean Spring's barbershop in Ennis in the 70s. It was our only access to comics, and we'd be hoping for a long queue ahead, pun intended, for a better read, says Dave O'Sullivan. Sean recently retired after 60 years, and I wish him well, we sure do. My dear mum, who passed away last October, says Anne, from deterioration from dementia, was a new person when the children visited our home. Isn't that lovely? She'd remember our names and who everyone was after the visit. One of the children, aged 10, cried deep tears when she died. It's great for patients. And that is lovely to hear that these things, these visits, are more than just cute vignettes. They're actually profound intellectual and emotional exchanges between generations. And that's a lovely text to hear, to read. Thank you for that. Another says, just thinking, Ryan, imagine that emojis are a trend that dates, but who cares? You never hear from the younger age group anyway, so best stick with those not on trend. Do you remember Beryl the Parrot? Yes, I do, Siobhan. Often dressed in red and black, she was like a female version of Dennis the Menace, even at her own annual. I remember Beryl the Parrot very well indeed. I was in with Line of Duty from the start, says the text. It was on at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. Every second Thursday, I would have to work until 9. So there was a dash home with the theme music playing in my head. Check out the podcast with Craig Ferguson, aka Dot, on BBC Sounds, called Obsessed with Line of Duty. It's good fun. Heard about that. Believe it's very, very good. And elsewhere, we'll get to a few more in a second. But I think we'll do a bit of this. That's Cab Calloway, a mini de mucha. Hopefully you replied to his calls as he was singing away. And there was a version of that, wasn't there, I think, by him in the Blues Brothers movie, which was on my mind after watching that documentary not too long ago on the Belushi story. Very interesting indeed. Good morning, Ryan. On the street I grew up in back in the 80s, yeah? You were either a dandy or a Beano kid or a Buster or a Whizzer and Chips kid. And I thankfully was the latter, as Buster was much cooler comic, and we made dens, we drew our own comics and spent days sitting on busted sofas reading comics and munching penny sweets. This sounds like my childhood. As the troubles roared around us, which doesn't sound like my childhood, as I'm from Cross McGlem, and I truly believe that I owe the escapism of comics to the fact that we got through the darkest days of the troubles. Well, I can well believe that, actually. I can well believe that. Never thought of comics in that way, but there you are. Hope you're well today. I'm a primary school teacher. I find Brezzi's books are fabulous to use with my students. Excellent, Maria. They help them deal with stresses and offer strategies which they can use. They really love the books. Well, that's great. And any use like that is wonderful. And Brezzi's doing great work in that area, to his eternal credit. And David says, very good podcast called Shrine of Duty. The detail they go into is unreal. I don't know if I could handle that level of nerdiness, even I. But thanks for the tip all the same. Now it's time to say goodbye, and we will see you all on Tuesday of next week. Have a wonderful Easter, everybody. Thank you so much for all your texts and emails. We appreciate them greatly. Thank you, team. Despite what you might think, I appreciate you greatly. We'll see you tonight on the Late Late Show, and enjoy yourselves this weekend. Mind yourselves and mind each other, won't you? And we'll see you next time.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.